Yeah, final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of the remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, so we're going to have a Snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for torque back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I missed?
No.
Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
How are you doing today, mate? Well, I look at your Frenchie, and it turned out to be quite expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen. Just a very, very basic one, very small. It has access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm and button.
Okay.
Apart from that, it's pretty much the same thing we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they are in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the job dial.
Ah, alright.
So what kind of thing is going to be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast,
okay.
It would just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors, it's a very simple LCD, right?
Right.
Whereas many, the minimum amount would be that the user will automatically know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one, a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
pictures, like maybe the sun, or the symbols of the bears.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is...
Where are we going to have the slogan? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so there's say a button's about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have plenty of space for slogans.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, one day they're obviously big enough to push easily in the finger, so we're reckoning that would be about the same size as a button.
Yeah, so that would be about a centimeter for a button, so 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half, five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah,
that sounds
good.
10
centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height, okay.
That'd be good. In fact, the pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great. It's very bright as well. So,
is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we have available?
Well, we're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time like that when you push the button.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does so I can add them in the report?
We've got this red that's sort of very common. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, that'll send it to the bicycle. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a job dial.
Okay, so that's a bit of a power button.
Oh, we discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, like depth of the...
3.5. About 3.5.
Okay.
Or is it to get an idea of scale
yeah.
from your...
Sure.
From your
yeah.
thing there. Okay. So you can power on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think?
You can skip straight to general using these buttons.
Okay.
We're going to have the volume control here, but the because we've got the LCD and the job data, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, job data for that. And what else do you use the job data?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
It's whatever else we wanted to include as the advanced functions. But then I think I'll do it just by the.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What kind of thing you do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning.
What else? The various inputs, are you gonna have VCR, are you having, you know, which input do you have?
Okay.
Probably color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Or can you change any of those at all?
Audio, we have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
We have the balance.
Yep. Left, right, balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes, and what could happen would be when you click on that, then it would go to that setting.
Okay. Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine, just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have
the
we got
battery,
do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery.
We need it.
And that's because of cost restraints,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about the electronics here? Advanced chip. Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you know?
I think single would just be sort of one or double, whereas doubles, this sort of thing.
So we want double curve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
We're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want it special colours, don't we?
Yeah.
So I'll just put that. Oh, no, wait. Well, how many colours have we got then?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit is off the rest of the components.
Okay. So interface wise, is it this third option we
have
for two of them there?
One. And the LCD is one.
Okay. And then buttons.
We
have what?
We
have two colours?
So we can clear that.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh, it's a push button and integrated storage,
yeah.
Okay.
We've got one button for this thing, because it's just one big sheet of rubber.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if that counts, but.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the buttons, so maybe four again.
Four?
We're already.
So, why are we writing the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're
adding
just
four. That,
yeah, it'd be less.
Okay. Like these. Are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Just, is everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8. And
how are we going to achieve this high end product? If
Well, something has to
we
go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So, let me see, what are we?
2.3? 4.3.
Oh, yeah, sorry, 4.3. Mm, that's as
well. Well, we could take it once by making a single curve just for the move this.
And then
how much would that save?
How much would that save?
Yeah,
only
save
one.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV,
mm-hmm.
the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing this thing, so we may not need to
mm-hmm.
So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing, so.
So what sort of do you suggest? Take away the LCD display.
Yep. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we ha- where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
Yes, I mean, one piece of number, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have to intersect. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget.
Or the colors.
No,
we take away the colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're
talking about. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. The buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Oh.
It's back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
So then these just become normal color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be some way of cutting across.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Crash. So take away that completely. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we want to.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
I think that's pretty good as a special form for buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form or?
I think one is just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV. It will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one good thing.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
I mean, like profile.
Sort of flat as possible.
No. Is that initially quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands while it's being more than flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough cable to
pick it. Yeah, alright. Okay, just one of those.
So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add. You might want to add it for width and height.
Right, okay. So just to be thorough then, width wise we're looking at about, what, 3 centimetres or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so height wise, how tall do you envisage it being? About that
high?
About 2 centimetres, okay.
She's not very high at all.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah.
About that thick.
Okay.
Maybe closer
to
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation is its point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what the final spec is going to be. So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just. I don't know if it's worth getting into. But just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid, and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
And
sure.
Because when you
what about
the
button
shelf,
shape? Square buttons?
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is.
Sure.
We're kind of. Ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied you all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have for listening.
Do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that was.
First.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what who
yeah.
was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
Alright, so the way this works, I'm gonna need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. I'll just go over your head, that's okay.
I don't think you need the power, so.
What's that?
It's okay.
I don't need the PowerPoint?
The power recording itself.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's what you need.
So, what this is this for us to use kind of like a. Ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design or the plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary, because so we're not going to probably use it to change anything, but doesn't seem like it's going, does it?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, and this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're sort of review where we stand. Okay, so sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay.
Okay.
So these are we've been asked to collectively grade this, so what we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most
yeah.
working towards the city, that's pretty good. I don't know, like a six or something.
Yeah.
What
was
I guessing?
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But
okay.
Do you five?
What do you guys think?
I would say five or six.
Okay.
David?
Yep, not five then.
Okay, let's go to five then.
Okay.
Oh, section one
to seven, right?
Oh, yes, sorry, then I would say two or three.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? One to seven?
One
is high.
Yeah. One is high.
I guess, yeah, two or three.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to two or five then. Control high tech innovation.
Well,
we had to
we jumped down, but
yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jumped down.
I'd say it's more three or four, maybe.
Yeah, but going towards a little bit higher than
okay.
kind of
yeah,
three.
Three. Okay.
Okay. Style reflects a fruit inspired color design. Shouldn't have said color, but just.
Where's
okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except
yeah.
for the red button. They
okay.
exist for one of them.
But the yellow, I mean, it could be
yeah,
a
could
yellow.
Be,
yeah,
yeah
the yellow is more representative of the color, but
okay.
the button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so move two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, it's really basic looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd give that nearly a one.
You guys think?
Yep.
Yeah, one.
That's fine.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end. So it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. Five?
That's really low. Yeah.
Or like you said, plastic.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could we have used an entirely rubber frame to it? Is that an option?
Yeah, but
it costs more than plastic.
Okay.
Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've got inside, I mean, not there,
and within budget.
Yeah.
It is, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then, out of possible, or what we are going here.
Out of 49, maybe?
Yeah, out of 49 with 0 being the highest. We are at 2, 7, 8, 10, 15.5.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Translate to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So 31. And then invert the.
So yeah, well yeah, 69 something.
Oh right, but 70.
It's pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
Right. Oh, 100 pound pen.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Camera's dead.
Is that you all finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame I thought, and not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should we thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors so that it's more of like a line where we have like sort of the, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green, lemon.
Okay.
It's just discussion, I mean, obviously we can just abandon this, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I? I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think to record it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. I was wondering if I need to include it in the minute because it's basically about it.
I will.
Okay, great. Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm missing. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
thing,
so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Are you still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not those 4 points, my 4 points, so what not?
Have the two little butterfly clips.
Yeah, here we are. As I know, we'll do this alphabetically.
Sure. So what is it you're asking of me now?
I don't know. It's your opinion on these four points really and how we
sort of our work on
them.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll just go through your system and the room. Is very institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion, you know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity, it's more just a
Do you feel though that you're able to have quite a lot of creative input into the
Yeah, but that's just the thing is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, because the creativity goes on, we leave and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means that, you know.
All right, I just looked up and saw, okay, whiteboard, digital pen is the room.
Oh yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
No, I don't know. I think it means could you be able to give creative input. So
different answering my question in those terms. I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of okay, fashion trends say fruit and vegetable colour scheme, but then we're told to use the company colours. So what do we do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but built something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually the creativity is more of like a formality and
if you like caged within
within
the
constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage, it can only go so big and not hit the side.
Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Yeah.
So still on the topic of room for creativity. Next up is Chris.
I agree with his point. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you sort of at the end and go, right, got everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure.
Yeah.
Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed.
Mm-hmm.
To be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come
back.
And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me.
Right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive?
Not so much
to
an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the
gear, creates boundaries to that, and the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I get a good job or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
From like your personal coach person and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from in you as well. Sort of active team leader.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that an effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back to something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then having you with the meeting agenda is actually quite a confining framework to work within. And so it is leadership, also the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So
then
you're being like too controlling? Or
Without
I think
without
controlling
doubt.
Is not the right word. I think
the
interaction
defined.
Is very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task and one rather than controlling. I don't mean as a sense of control because our decisions have been made in terms of a like consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Not the
okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
I think that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk with them, it would be a lot easier.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a messenger.
Did you guys get the email I sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
right. I was
probably.
going to touch on everything. Okay. So to summarize the teamwork issue, then if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
Yeah.
it probably would be.
Yeah.
I think the
Yeah.
tools that they were given, the tool set they were given to us, are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. They
Mm.
don't support the
Oh,
team working
okay.
together.
Yeah, I
You
mean,
know,
if
they're
you.
still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were sort of divided, and then the work went on in isolation. I don't know what you guys did while you were together, maybe that was a bit different, but yeah. But actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with let's say a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. Just to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other. It's
Yeah.
actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
Not dissatisfied.
Right. Any else to say on teamwork at all?
No, not really.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think everything was like really useful and then pretty supportive?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, you know, as opposed to in like in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort of
Yeah.
walk around and puzzle
And point
and
out.
point and discuss,
Yeah.
and in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had
Yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed
Yeah.
to the whiteboard, and I think that
Yeah.
is also the
Yeah.
you know, hinders of the things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place, you know, in the center.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how what we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings. The plug-in and the plug-in spent, we spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot of the
Yeah.
information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to
No.
actually, it could have, we could
Probably.
have gone through them very broadly, especially in my slides. I felt that
Yeah.
we just,
Okay.
you know, I suppose have to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Rather
Sure.
clunky. Yep, clunky. Agreed. Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway
Yeah.
through a thought and then you run out of paper and then have to jump.
I know, I think at
Yeah.
the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on another page, but then did click note. And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but then I had it for it anyway. I haven't done
But
that
I think
since.
the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So I mean, pen's good. It's not the best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files. It
Yeah.
just occurred to me that
Yeah, we only needed one computer.
we only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had
That's
been a fifth,
true.
it could have just been sitting there ready to go the whole
And the
time.
computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and wanna have
Yeah.
the urge to check something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction in reading?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
And I like to have things written down in front of me actually. Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up being like writing down there or something so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And I don't know about anything else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new ideas find. I don't know, if you could think about anything else that would have been helpful to them.
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other. So
yeah,
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from it.
Yeah, I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and my experience of meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
And we can spend a lot of
yeah.
time talking about. The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but I think maybe if we like all been working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but anyway. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. I think, oh there it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs in the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. So now it's over.
So
we have major homework.
So now, yeah.
Well, apparently now I've actually found a report for the evaluation.
Is it really?
Oh,
wow.
That would be lovely.
Is it major homework?
What did you call?
Major homework. See, it looks like one of my symptoms.
Is that just the logo, or is it doing
a
thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
It's just the logo, and then, like, Ninja Homework. Okay.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Fashion technology or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
That's cool. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic underwear. Maybe for now, the reaction should get some more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
And get a sense for it. Like, we were playing with Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just feeling with Play-Doh. Yeah.
No, it's
true. So, well, I forgot how Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
Play-Doh's actually
edible,
I think.
No,
yeah,
all
like
Play-Doh's
are
edible.
I think it has to be.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
And so, what are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful, because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with the 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible. That's a nice word.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes tangible.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything else we need to discuss. I think that's about it, really.
Should we retreat to continue our?
I think we could probably do it here at
Well, I've looked. I'm sure that we'll that thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, the meeting's over then, yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Right.
Which would explain why. Yeah, like because the power's low, and sanitizers tend to die off.
I think the time has to run out, we have to get any more instructions.
Yeah, it'll not tell us that. Is it door?
That's really cool, I can see the talk, I can see my own voice.
And is that smooth the experiment?
Sorry?
Is that smooth the experiment?
Well, I don't know, I know that I have to, I've got about 10 minutes to write this report thingy, I basically just say.
You probably have to do that email thing again.
That final report thing, I saved it, what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was regimly, and it said it was what merging solution was regimly. I don't know what that's about though. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I've actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on?
Okay, finish meeting now. Okay. So we're probably going to get instructions in a little minute. I mean, I have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but it says, you know, must specify final design and final report. So I have this to refer to, so I'll just describe it.
See prototype, see the demo.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
I don't see another mic somewhere.
There's another camera.
Yeah.
There's another camera watching the.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
I know.
Gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
It's so boring as well.
This mic's going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format and fit it into the interpreter. And that just.
Yeah.
Sit there and wait for it to get done.
Should I have to rely on it? Would it not be doing the same thing?
No, you have to sit there and wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and it's synced. So you have to sit there.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.